Testing.
We're live. I can hear it out of the earpiece. We should be live.
Okay, we are on the record.
Thank you, Clerk Castle. Welcome, everyone. We'll call to order a little bit late at 3:03 p.m. here on Wednesday, the 14th of January, 2026. Called to order this Board of County Commissioners meeting of Park County. If you'd be so inclined, I would like you to join Commissioner Gimmer in the invocation and the pledge.
Lord, we come to you today with a thankful heart. We come to you today with those in need on our heart and be with them in their time of need. We want to bring the acknowledgement of the peace that we need from you throughout the nation, throughout this state, and throughout the county, that you be with us and try to keep things as peaceful as possible. We appreciate everything you've done for us. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I'd like to welcome everyone to our meeting, those of you on Zoom and those of you in the room. We have a proposed agenda in front of us. Do we need to make any corrections?
Yes, Mr. Chair. I move that we amend the agenda by removing the abatement hearing number for parcel number 0047546.
Okay.
I'll second that.
Proper motion and second. Any other changes? Being none, we'll call the question. Those in favor vote by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, same sign. That motion carries 3-0. With that, we will do our consent items. We have both listed the approval of vouchers and approval of minutes. I will tell you for the vouchers, this was a good week beginning 2026, a total of $147,888 in all funds.
I move we approve the consent items, the vouchers, and the minutes.
I'll second that.
Proper motion. Any further discussion? Being none, we'll call the question. Those in favor vote by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. That motion carries. Consent items are done. Consideration of our decision on the following items. Approve or deny the deposit of funds resolution for our treasurer. Find the right paperwork here. Here it is. This is before the County Commissioners, Resolution 2026 regarding deposit of funds by the County Treasurer. It's one of our normal annual housekeeping duties that we do at the reorganizational meeting, if you will, the second Tuesday of January is normally when we change positions in the Commission. So that's why we're doing it at this particular meeting. Any questions on this?
No questions.
None for me.
I move that we approve the resolution regarding deposit of funds by our county treasurer.
I will second that.
Proper motion and second. Madam Clerk, what would this resolution be? 2026-004?
That is correct.
Okay, great. We'll call the question. Those in favor of this resolution vote by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. That motion carries 3-0. Next up, we have number two, a resolution rescinding and replacing resolution to recommend amendments to the land use regulations. We have documents here listed on that. And with that, are there any comments from anyone?
If I may. This was a resolution when we adopted the land use changes for the ADU to be in compliance with the DOLA grant. We realized that there was some missing parts in the paperwork, and so this resolution replaces the resolution and makes sure that our intent and the changes in the land use regulations with regarding ADUs is clear, and so that's why we are visiting this today.
Okay. That's a good explanation.
We approve the resolution approving amendments to the Park County land use regulation.
I'll second that.
Proper motion and second. Any further discussion? This is basically repeal and replace to take care of those wordsmithing issues that we need to address. Any further discussion? Call the question. Those in favor vote by saying aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. Motion carries 3-0. I would take resolution 26-005.
Correct.
Thank you, ma'am. Okay, next up, number 3, approve or deny BOCC meeting schedule.
If I may, I'd like to talk about that.
I would like to talk about it, too.
We changed our schedule because it was needed to meet a schedule of our past county attorney. We went from Tuesday to Wednesday. The majority of county commissioners have their BOCC meetings on Tuesdays. And because of that, a lot of other meetings that we are able to attend fall on Wednesday, Thursdays, and Fridays. So I would like to switch back to our Tuesday 9 a.m. start. And if we want to, by virtue of today, if we want to do, you know, whatever time, 9 a.m., and maybe have 2.5 hours and an hour break in between a work session and BOCC to make sure we can, because we're doing more in work sessions than we ever have before, we can stretch the day out a little bit. But that would then not bump up against South Platte Water Roundtable for you, Commissioner
yep,
Gemmer, right?
That's correct.
And then I could go to PPACG because I tried to commit to do once a quarter in person with them, and I haven't been able to do any.
Well, so then that allows me to go back and do the Arkansas Roundtable.
Right. So I just wanted to throw that on the table and see what people thought.
I'd just soon go back to Tuesday than Wednesday. We made an amendment to Wednesday to accommodate our council at the time. We don't have that obligation anymore. And if Tuesday works better for y'all, does that help you, Clerk Castle?
Perfect.
And looking a thumbs up, so I don't.
How about for Evans Law Group? Would that pose a challenge for you, Nate, or for Mr. Evans?
No, ma'am, it does not. Thank you for asking.
Okay. All right. We will consider moving that calendar and work with Megan and Lucas to make that transition.
So I approve that we all agree that we move to, what, Tuesday, 9 a.m. work session? What time do you want to do BOCC?
Let's talk about that. Maybe instead of 11, maybe at noon or 1.
1 o'clock for
1 o'clock.
Regular?
Yeah, that was going to be my suggestion, was 9 a.m. and 1.
Yeah.
And then our blood sugar wouldn't be too low going way into the day. We could have a lunch break in between.
We could have a little time.
Wow.
Yeah.
So 9 and 1. That'd be great.
Okay, so no objections. That's what we'll do. We'll work with staff to amend that.
No objections for me.
Okay.
And thank you.
No, it works for me. I mean, we were just trying to accommodate what the need was at the time, and now things have changed.
We can count on that.
Yes. So that's number 3. Okay, number 4, approve or deny appointment of the BOCC chairperson. Oh, did we vote? Okay, let's do the.
We could actually do a motion if.
Yeah, we should.
I move that we change the 2026 BOCC schedule to meeting the first, second, and third Tuesday of the month, work session at 9 a.m., BOCC meeting at 1 p.m., and then any special meetings as needed to be scheduled outside of that time.
Proper second that.
Proper second. Any discussion or clarification? I think it's very clear. We'll meet just changing from Wednesday to Tuesday, and our times are so noted. Call the question. Those in favor vote by saying aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. That motion carries. Okay. Now, number 4, approve or deny appointment of the BOCC chairperson. Anyone burning to get to this seat?
Well, you know, it's an interesting thing. A lot of counties switch every year. We're kind of on an every 2-year plan because I served for 2 years. Commissioner Whistle's in his first year. We could say, if you are so willing to serve another year, then Jason can have his 2 years up.
I believe that that I like the idea of the every 2 years. I think that is hugely beneficial because that first year is a learning experience, in my opinion, of being a part of it. And the second year, you're hopefully a little more seasoned.
Right, and you're getting your feet underneath you. Yeah, and
so,
you know what's going on.
Yep, so I'll move that Commissioner Whistle is the chair for this year.
Second that motion.
Proper motion and second, and I appreciate it. Any further discussion? Call the question. Those in favor, vote by saying aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. That motion carries 3-0. Thank you for the confidence. We'll try to make it productive as well as entertaining.
Yeah, and did John want to say something?
He's just here for support.
Okay.
The note was just John Evans, our legal counsel, is on the call, so we just thank you for that, Nate. Number five, establishing public designated public places for posting meeting notices is required by Colorado open meeting laws, specifically the Park County website. This is part of our normal reorganization ministerial duties to appoint our public notice location, and for the last many years, perhaps decades, we have used the county website as the public notice device and location for all public notices for the noticing of our meetings, activities, and required by law post notification to the public. Any objection to that?
No objection at all. We'll just say, in addition to our current county paper, paper of record, which we must have also.
I have no objection as well.
So then I would move that we use the Park County website as our public notice location for any notice to the public.
I'll second that.
Proper motion and second. Any further discussion? We'll call a question. Those in favor, vote by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. That motion carries 3-0. Okay. Number six. We had recommended to us, approve or deny reappointment of the Advisory Board and the Environment Board members. And so we had this discussion last week during our work session. And so there were 5 members. We are being asked to reappoint John Reiber, Patrick Shilkin, Ramon Castro, Bernie Peterson, and Amy Huffman. It would be a new appointment, and they will stagger those terms to not have them all fall on the same year or two. And that was a recommendation from John Reiber, the president of ABE. Any other comments?
No, and I was under the understanding that Amy Huffman was going to be online to answer any questions we had as a potential new member for ABE, but I don't see, if you're on the call, raise your hand, because I don't see you on Zoom. Hi, Mr. Evans. Okay, I guess she is not.
I don't see anybody on the participants.
Nope. No.
Okay, that's acceptable.
We have some conversation.
Sure.
Somebody would mute their computer back there.
I don't see I see the benefit of actually reappointing most of these, all the reappointments and how they're placed. I think that's very important. I do want to make it known that I do think it's important for us as commissioners to have that ability to have dialogue and talk with the new members. I at this time would see benefit to actually seeing that new member have a dialogue with us before we approve that appointment.
Is that a motion?
That is a motion. So I move that we approve John Reiber reappointment, Patrick Schlecken, Raymond Castro, and Bernie Peterson.
And Jennifer Migliorato.
Oh, I missed that one. And Jennifer, yes, the name that you stated.
I second that motion.
Proper motion and second. Any further discussion? We'll simply ask Ms. Huffman to meet with us. And have a. We generally like to meet with people and have a dialogue with them and have an opportunity to have a conversation. So with that, we'll call this question. Those in favor, vote by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, same sign. That motion carries. 3-0. Okay.
Mr. Chairman, for clarification, those appointments or reappointments are per the schedule that was recommended by those members. Just making sure that I'm correct in that.
Yeah, I didn't see the terms stated in front of me, but I know we asked Mr. Reiber to give us the suggestion.
Would you like me to state those terms, statement dates?
I don't have those in front of me.
Why don't you restate?
Yes,
you
let me restate that. Please. So I move to approve Jennifer Migliorato and John Reiber term end date of December 31st, 2026. Patrick Shilkin. December 31st, 2027 for term end date. Raymond Castro and Bernie Peterson, term end date December 31st, 2028.
Second.
Okay, that's just a restating of that motion to for clarification. We'll go ahead and call that question. Those in favor, vote by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Okay, that just clarifies that.
And just for comment, we will entertain Amy Huffman after the we have an opportunity to have a conversation with her.
Very good.
That can, I believe that could be done in a work session as well?
Yeah, it generally is.
Either
absolutely.
One.
Yeah, so we have a chance to have not as much time constraints as we normally have had today. Okay, anything else? We're ready for public hearings. Number two, this is a continuation of land use case A-25-0045. With that, I have to use a little magic language because this is a continuation of a public hearing. I want to make some statements. The board has authority under our land use regulations to hear petitions from taxpayers to change land use designations, zonings, and specifications. So with that, we since this is a continuation of an existing hearing, I just want to reiterate to folks that in the process of this, that we start off with the county with a staff presentation. We then have the applicant or their agent continue with any comments they would like to make to the board. We would then ask for anyone who is in support of the issue to opportunity to speak. We would then offer the opportunity for those in opposition to the application to speak. That, on that, the applicant or their agent can make responses and rebuttals. At the end of that portion, we will close public hearing, and then we will take the matter under advisement and deliberation by the board. Are there any objections to that process? If not, we will let staff come up and join us and refresh our memory on the continuation of this case. Welcome.
Hi, Shelley Yarbrough, planner. This case is actually being handled by our contract planner, Julie Estrell. She is online.
Thank you, ma'am. Welcome.
All right, and there she is. Except she keeps jumping around, so hold on. Sorry, Julie. There you are. All right, I just asked you to unmute. And would you like to, do you need to share your screen?
I do.
Okay.
Thank you. Yeah, it was blocking me from unmuting earlier, so thank you for your...
Yeah, I'll set you up as a co-host permission. Right now. You are okay. Now a co-host.
Great. Let's see. So I can share. Here it is. All right. And one thing... Okay. This is the Balderston Sullivan Minor Subdivision, case number A-25-0045.
Hey, Julie.
Yes.
Sorry, if I could interrupt for just a second. I just wanted to ask if the this is Brandon Heacock, Director of Development Services. Did you want to do the dialogue for the public hearings? Yeah,
the dialogue
for the public hearings that we always read.
He just did.
Oh, you did. I'm sorry. I'm sorry for interrupting.
No, it's okay. I did it by memory.
Okay.
All right. Go ahead.
Okay. Great. Thank you, Brandon. The applicant is John Littlehorn of Littlehorn Engineering and Surveying. He's representing the owner, Rock and Pine LLC, which is represented by Mark Balderston. The property is located at 49001 Highway 9 in Fairplay. The lot size is 40.24 acres. The existing use is mining. The proposal is a court-ordered two-lot subdivision with a new access easement and no change in use. The property is located just west and a little bit north of Fairplay on Highway 9. The property is zoned mining, as mentioned before. Mining is located also to the south. A residential is located to the north across Highway 9. The property also is abuts some property in the town of Fairplay, including single-family residential, and to the north and east, and this Parks of Open Space and Trails located to the south and east. This is an air photo of the property and the general location of the different items. So you can see the proposed access point is there on the west side of what is now the JRS Mining Sullivan property. The existing access for Rock and Pine Mining, it has been closed by the CDOT. And so there is a proposed access easement that goes across the proposed Tract A1, which is one of the lots for the subdivision, and proposed Tract A2 is the second lot in the subdivision. The proposal is for the ownership of Tract A1 to go to JRS Mining, Todd Sullivan, and the proposed Tract A2 to remain in ownership with Rock and Pine Mining and the Balderston. This is a depiction of the access road easement that will be recorded in conjunction with the subdivision, the minor subdivision plat. It shows that there is an access easement that crosses Tract A1 that gives access to Tract A2, and it also continues onto Tract B, which is not part of this subdivision, but is owned by JRS Mining and provides access onto Highway 9 for both properties. Here's the full picture of the subdivision, Tract A1, 20.16 acres, and Tract A2, also 20.16 acres. And you can see the Tract B there and the proposed 40-foot access easement that's located within the area of this subdivision plat. Notice was provided in the Flume, was mailed to adjacent property owners, and was posted at the site. The original Planning Commission hearing was scheduled for July 30th. That was continued. The recommendation was finally made at the Planning Commission meeting on November 26, 2025, and the BOCC meeting and public hearing is today, January 14th, 2026. Referral comments were very limited. Town of Fairplay had no conflict. Park County Public Works had no conflict, and Fairplay School District RE2 had no objection. There was one public comment at the very first meeting in July 30th, 2025. There was a resident who testified about safety concerns and access to and from the site off Highway 9. I was not in attendance at that meeting, but I am guessing that that was in reference to the access point that is being closed by CDOT for the safety reasons. The Planning Commission recommendation was held after public hearing on November 26, 2025, and a motion to recommend approval of the Balderston-Sullivan minor subdivision as presented passed 4-0 with one Planning Commission member absent. Moving on to the land use regulations for the standards for approval of a minor subdivision, section 6-303. I'll read these into the record. Item A, the proposed subdivision conforms to all applicable requirements for the zone district in which the property is located, including but not limited to requirements for setbacks, height, floor and lot areas, and minimum lot sizes. This minor subdivision conforms to all requirements of the mining zone district. There is no minimum lot size in the mining zone district, and there are no structures on the site or proposed to be located within the subdivision. B, the proposed minor subdivision meets or satisfies all applicable requirements of these land use regulations. Regarding drainage, erosion, and sedimentation, the permits issued by the Colorado Division of Reclamation, Mining, and Safety for both Rock and Pine and JRS Mining include grading, erosion control, and restoration of the plat area, which govern and control this activity. Financial surety has been posted to ensure completion and restoration. Considering that the mining activities, especially of aggregate, as these mines include, changes grades continually, staff is of the opinion that the mining permits should govern. In regard to the access road, a drainage, erosion, and sedimentation narrative dated November 14, 2025, has been prepared by John Littlehorn, PE, which outlines compliance with Park County Regulations Section 7-602 for an active mining access corridor with no habitable structures or new stormwater infrastructure. C. The proposed minor subdivision substantially conforms to the goals and policies of the strategic master plan to the extent that such advisory provisions do not conflict with provisions or requirements of the land use regulations, and to the extent that such goals and policies set forth requirements which are sufficiently specific to permit the Planning Commission or the BOCC to decide that such application or subdivision meets or fails to meet such goal or policy. The application meets the provisions of the 2016 Strategic Master Plan for Mining Claims, which recognizes that mining claims exist, are not prohibited, and offer limited redevelopment potential as mining activities end. D. The proposed minor subdivision, both during and following construction, will not result in substantial adverse impacts upon adjacent property or the public health, safety, and welfare of Park County residents. Impacts of the proposed mining on the property is not anticipated to change because of this subdivision. Mining, as has existed for numerous years, is anticipated to stay as limited seasonal activity. E. The proposed minor subdivision will obtain water and wastewater services from sources and facilities meeting the requirements of Division 7 and 8 of Article 7. The applicant's representative has summarized the water and wastewater plan for the subject property in a letter dated July 17, 2025, included with the application. Water is legally hauled to the site in accordance with the mining permits. Sanitation needs are met by placing a portable toilet on site during periods of active mining, consistent with standards of the Division of Reclamation, Mining, and Safety. No water or wastewater facilities are needed or planned with this subdivision. F. Where public improvements are proposed to serve the subdivision, the applicant has executed a subdivision improvement agreement in a form recommended for approval by the Board of County Commissioners and the County Attorney, which adequately secures the timely and complete construction of the public improvements in accordance with these land use regulations or other applicable design and construction standards. There are no public improvements proposed with this subdivision, and therefore no subdivision improvement agreement has been prepared. So finally, ending up with our recommendations, staff recommends the Board of County Commissioners direct staff to draft a resolution approving the Balderston-Sullivan minor subdivision with the following condition, and these are for the plat itself. There is an update to the owner signature required that shows that Rock and Pine is the actual owner by Mark Balderston. And then the access easement exhibit needs to be recorded, and that reception number needs to be placed on the subdivision plat prior to recordation. That is the end of my presentation. I can take questions.
Questions? Seems like a fairly straightforward situation, having a little bit of exposure and knowledge of these two tracks. I think the driving factor is the parcel, to the east, doesn't have access anymore because the traditional access is right at the crest of Alma Hill, and I can see why CDOT may have been less than willing to reauthorize that. That was the traditional access to the part that's closer to Fairplay. The other tract in the total 40, I believe, is the infamous San Juan Pools tract, where that's located. And that's the access that will be used to gain access to both parcels, if I understand it correctly. So other than that, any other questions?
I have no questions.
I do not have any questions.
Anything from the applicant or applicant's agent, Mr. Littlehorn? Welcome.
sign in here?
We will have you do that afterwards, but we'll just have you introduce yourself.
And if you could push the button on the speaker base, there you go.
You hear me now?
Green button means good stuff.
All right, it's green. Yeah, thank you. I'm John Littlehorn with Littlehorn Engineering. I'm the applicant's representative for both Balderston and Sullivan, this minor subdivision. The request that's before you today formalizes an actual court order access across the two tracks, B and A1, to reach A2. And yes, you're correct in that it was an unsafe access that Balderston's tract had there at the top of the hill, so CDOT closed that. So in order to give him access to his property, we're now coming through part of Sullivan's property, and that's what comes from the west there that you saw on the map. There is an active mining permit there. There's no habitable structures or utilities that are proposed here, no new stormwater infrastructure, no septic system, so it's pretty straightforward. We've worked with staff. We actually started back on this process with John Deegan. So it has been a long time we've been working on this. And in short, we believe the project meets access and Park County subdivision criteria with minimal impacts. And there is a clear operations and maintenance agreement. All of those are in place for the 40-foot easement corridor. So we respectfully request approval with the standard conditions that Julie has suggested. We're in agreement with that as well. So, yeah.
Okay, thank you for that, sir. Any questions to Mr. Littlehorn?
No questions.
No questions for me.
Okay. I think, if I may, just really this is an access issue, and it resolves that problem.
Yes, that's correct. Yeah.
Because the existing road can be modified to use for the new permanent access.
Correct.
Yeah,
that's correct.
Great. Okay. There's anyone in the room or in the audience who would like to speak in favor of this application? Is there anyone in the room or on Zoom, please raise your hand if you're on Zoom, that would like to offer support of this application? Seeing none. Are there anyone on Zoom or in the room that would like to speak in opposition to this application? If you're on Zoom, please raise your hand if you would want to speak in opposition to this application.
I move we close public comment, seeing no hands.
No hands in the Zoom, no hands in the room.
I'll second that.
Proper motion and second to close public comment. Call the question. Those in favor vote by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. That motion carries 3-0. We are now into the deliberation phase. I see this as a solution. You can just look at the comments made, the lawsuit, all the stuff that goes into this, and it has to find a solution because you can't landlock a property. So I think this is the best of all opportunities for both properties to have access.
And I'm in full agreement with you, Commissioner Whistle. Easements, access easements are a common thing in Park County, and I think this is a good solution, and no reason to go against a court ruling and a decision that serves both parties. So I'm in favor.
I agree as well. I see that, and they've got a clear maintenance agreement. There's a lot of things in there that were needed to be stated, and I believe that everything was kind of put in place and drafted well.
So I would like to move that we direct staff to draft a resolution approving land use case A25-0045, John Littlehorn, to approve that case for a future meeting that we will pass a resolution.
Proper motion.
I'm going to second that, and I think there needs to be something in there for conditions.
Sorry, yes. Let me find that.
The conditions.
Find that page. To include conditions, applicant to submit a revised plat with the designated updates of owner signature to read as owner, Rock and Pine LLC, a Colorado blank corporation, by with a signature and the title, and item B, addition of the reception number for the access easement.
I will officially second that with those conditions added.
Okay, with that, that's on the table. Any further discussion? Call the question. Those in favor, vote by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. That motion carries 3-0. Directed staff accordingly. Next on our agenda, public comments.
Anyone? Thank you, Julie.
Thank you very much. The next on our agenda is public comment. Anyone in the room or on Zoom, you have 3 minutes to address us with items of your choice.
We do have Amy Huffman online now.
Thank you.
The potential new appointment for Abe.
Okay, well, if we have any objection, we bring her on and let her introduce herself. And then we can go back to...
I don't see her, though.
And with that suggestion...
Where is she on an iPhone, too? Because she's not showing up on...
910? Maybe?
Nope. Amy, if you'll raise your hand on... It is iPhone 2. Okay.
And I believe with this section, if we're going to go into this, I believe this is a good time for us to discuss, and we can also go through the approval process on this because it's been in the same meeting.
Sure, since it's...
And then we'll go to public comment afterwards.
Yeah, we'll do that after this. If she's here, we can take her and welcome.
Okay. Hey, how are you? Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Excellent. Mm-hmm.
All right.
I wish my video worked, so let me try again. Okay. All right.
So if you can hear us, why don't you just tell us a little bit about yourself so we get to know about your background?
Sure. I am a Park County resident. I've been living in Park County for 2 years. However, I've been a Colorado resident for over 20. I met my husband here back before he joined the Air Force. But we haven't, unfortunately, been able to live in Colorado because we were stationed all around the country. We always said we'd come back home. This is his home, so we always knew we were going to come back to Colorado. I'm really happy to be here, and, you know, I'm very excited about the advisory board for the environment. It's something that I'm extremely passionate about, you know, because this board, you know, my background is really protecting the core of my professional career has been protecting the environment, and it's also, you know, reflects a great deal of my personal values, is to be able to be on this board and help advise, helping the county make sound environmental decisions to different planning applications.
Okay, Commissioner Mitchell knows a little bit about Abe and the mission of Abe, since you served on it.
Yes.
Thank you, Commissioner Whistle. Yeah, I served from 2017 to December 20th, 2020, when I resigned to be sworn in as a county commissioner. So I am familiar. Amy, why? Just tell us why you want to serve on Abe. What do you think you bring to the table for Abe? And how do you see the benefit that Abe delivers?
Sure, absolutely. So, you know, I feel like, you know, I'm going to bring a regulatory public health perspective to Abe. I am trained to evaluate environmental issues. That's just something that I've been doing with my previous position in Maryland. And I also did it. I'm a former Park County employee in code enforcement. So I look at environmental issues with a lens of risk, right? But I also take in notion of compliance and prevention. So being that I have this, you know, with my background in environmental health and public health, I feel like, you know, by looking at different applications and being able to help give perspective on, you know, different land use applications, I'll be able to apply my expertise, which was specifically in water quality, is what I did in the state of Maryland. So I'll be able to apply that knowledge to different applications, not only for to help, you know, educate. Sometimes people put applications in and they don't even realize. Right. So that's what I'm really hoping to bring to the table, is just to share my knowledge and my passion for environmental public health to the Park County community, to help the community. You know, that's really my heart is with Park County. I absolutely love it here. And I want to be able to help in any way that I possibly can. And being a part of ABE would allow me to do that and to sort of, you know, put my expertise, kind of, you know, put it into use for Park County. That's kind of where I'm at.
Thank you. And are you able to attend the meetings that happen? I believe it's the second Tuesday at 1 o'clock.
Yes, I am.
Okay, excellent. Thank you very much.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you for that. I honestly had a few questions for you, but you actually answered them in quite a good fashion with Amy's question, so I appreciate that effort. I'm quite happy to see that you're interested in being on this board. I think that's very very important for our county to have those boards filled and individuals that are interested on being on them.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I agree, absolutely. And, you know, it's also – I'll learn a great deal from – also being on the board, you know, working with John. I'm excited, you know, really excited about this.
Okay. Thank you so much for your time.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
All right. I have no more questions. Appreciate your time. Thanks for jumping on the meeting.
Yeah, I have no more questions as well. Thank you.
Yes, thank you so much. It was nice to meet you this time virtually, but soon it'll be in person. Thank you.
Thank you much. Mm-hmm. We appreciate it. Okay, now public comments.
Can I make a quick point of order?
Absolutely.
I'd like to move to approve Amy Huffman as the new appointment for the ABE or the with a I don't have that date in front of me, but I believe it'd be 2028
December. 2027 December
2027.
I'll second that motion.
Proper motion and second to fill that last slot. Had a chance to visit with her. Appreciate her enthusiasm. Any further discussion? Call the question. Those in favor vote by saying aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. Ms. Huffman, you are appointed. Welcome.
Thank you so much.
You bet.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now we'll try one more time to get to public comments if we have any. I haven't seen any so far, but we want to make the opportunity. We have a hand up.
All right, Stan, I'll ask you to unmute if you'll give us your full name.
Yes, my name is Stan Bates. How do you hear?
Welcome.
Hello.
Yes, my name is Stan Bates, and I live on Park Avenue, and I'm the HOA president for One Crest Estates. I'd like to speak toward a meeting that I was in with yesterday with ABE, and it was introduced to the board to initiate a rezoning of the property owned by ASCAG, the 58 acres that was the original PUD.
Stan, excuse me, I must interrupt you. We cannot hear your comment because that is going to come before us. As a Board of County Commissioners, so we cannot entertain your comments until we are in that hearing.
It would be ex parte information. I believe you're correct, Commissioner Mitchell. Do you have any other comments not related to that specific subject?
Okay. We just drove by a notice of that change, and so the notice in itself is inappropriately written. And also has to do with somebody who did not abide by agricultural for the zoning before. So
understand your comments, but I think that notice process is set with and contains the information germane to that particular application.
So I think the proper thing to do, Stan, is for you to send, once that is on an agenda item, you can send a comment to all three commissioners, and we can hear it when that is agended for us to review. But it's best for us to not address a land use case before it has come before us.
In the public hearing process.
The public hearing process, yeah. So sorry.
I would say additionally, this is Lucas Meyer, county manager, that if anyone has anything for a coming issue and you want to make sure that while it's fresh on your mind with information, you can always send me an email to be held in public comment until such time as the commissioners may hear it. And so that's always an option as well, and I can make sure that that goes into a separate drive that then they get access to at the hearing. So additional thoughts, things that are current on your mind, pictures, whatever that could be privy to something later, that's an additional option for all citizens.
Mr. Bates?
Yes.
Anything else you'd like to add?
My wife had something to add as well.
Hi, my name is Susie Bates, and I live at 123 Park Avenue in Pine. I was not prepared to say this, but I do feel like this needs to be made as a public comment, because probably about 2 weeks ago on January 8th, I wrote a letter to all of you and to the assessor's office questioning what is going on with the property and how the rezoning or how the reassessment of the taxation and all that. And it does not make sense. And the assessor's response seemed very defensive and not valid in the assessment of coming out in the taxable rates. And I have some major concerns and questions that we would like to have addressed. So I did write to you, and we want to follow up with that to make sure that that has been seen by you all on January 8th.
Ms. Bates, let me
see that email.
We normally don't have dialogue. Let me just confirm for you that we've seen the email communications on your concerns, and I'm sure in your opinion you're not addressed adequately, but I don't know what we can do because we're dealing with another elected official in their official capacity in the classification of those properties, and there is a lag in that due to the tax roll effective date, if you will, or the assessment date is January 1st of every year. So January 1st at 12 noon is the assessment date, and depending upon the condition of that property every January 1st will have an impact on what the assessor does for that remaining year. So they're just to explain, there's a lag in there because of the statutory restrictions.
Yes, I understood that.
Okay,
but
good
the
enough.
Explanation versus the reality and the way it's being assessed and labeled as vacant residential, it's not vacant. There are containers up there, so there's continued violations and equipment. It was supposed to be returned to the court order back to residential. It was told to us that it was, but it's not showing that in your county records. And Brandon Hecop also told me it was going to be changed back. Amy said it was going to be changed back to residential, and it's now it says vacant residential. So there's lots of questions and concerns, and I would appreciate to make sure that this is on public record and it does get deeply investigated.
We so note your comments, and we will try to respond to them in the future. And with that, I think we are at 5 minutes and 36 seconds. So anything else you'd like to talk to us about?
We appreciate your work, and Happy New Year.
Okay, thank you for Happy New Year to you, too. Any other comments from the public? We have no hands up that I can see, but that doesn't mean I see everybody.
Seeing no other hands up, I move we close public comment.
Proper motion.
I'll second that.
Proper second. Any further discussion? Call the question. Those in favor, vote by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. We've closed public comment. Okay. With that, Are there any other business to come before us on the official record? Entertain a motion to adjourn.
I move we adjourn.
I'll second it.
Proper motion to adjourn at 3:53 p.m. Call the question. Those in favor vote by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. The motion carries 3-0. We are adjourned. We're going to pick up our administrative sessions.
Excuse me, Mr. Chair. Can I just make a comment under just the administrative session, just saying that on our agendas we have guidelines for remote attendance and general guidelines regarding making public comments. I'd just like to reiterate those two guidelines. And when people do join our meetings, we respectfully request that they put their name in their square on Zoom. So if anyone makes a public comment, it's important for our clerk to know who is making a public comment for the public record. And if not, we will remove them if they do not want to let us know who is in attendance. And that is plainly written in those guidelines. So I just wanted to make sure that people are aware of those, and we'll try to bring them up at the beginning of our meetings and just help people understand that it's important, because we'd like to know our audience and we like to know who is listening in, so we know that that they're concerned and care. So thank you.
And if I may make an editorial note, our work sessions are not recorded, so there is a free flow of ideas and information. However, our formal meetings are recorded, and our clerk is the caretaker and the keeper of those minutes, and she needs to know everybody who appears and or comments by name for the record. So that's one of the main reasons. And so for those who come to our podium, we do have a sign-up sheet right there. We will allow you either before or after the comments to sign that in, but that's so that we can track those folks and the clerk has a record of who appeared.
So thank you. I'm finished. That's all I wanted to say.
Okay. Thank you. Good enough. Anything else? We're off the record.
All right.